I got one for in here, you're fine. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number 11,230, ICM of Delaware Incorporated, north of Route 322, approximately 1,400 feet southwest of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard. Tax map ID is District 133, map 6, parcel 53.09. A special use exception to renew an asphalt batching plant approval.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jay Miller, 6470 Millington Road, Lee, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Very well.
Good. I wish it would stop raining. That would be great for me, so.
Yeah, I thought it would.
For all of us.
Yeah. So, ICM of Delaware Incorporated requests a special use renewal for 5 years at the asphalt plant located in Georgetown because the certificate of zoning approval is required for this location. Side note, the asphalt plant has been there for 10 years, more than 10 years, and it's adjacent to the Melvin Joseph sand plant. The original case number was 5663. It was granted to Tilcon of Delaware in 97. Basically, it's just we're requesting a renewal.
So you're shut down today?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll be shut down from what I can see in the weather report a couple more days.
I hope not. Yeah, we got some big projects to get done, so.
Yeah, this time of the year.
When does the current special use exception expire? When does the current one expire?
It has expired.
It has expired.
Yeah.
When did it?
2011.
Why is it taking 2 years to come back?
I'm not sure about that one.
If it's granted, the maximum period's 5 years.
Okay.
And it's the obligation of the applicant
to
if they want to continue to reapply prior to that. So, if it's granted, you need to make sure that, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, we leased the property in 2009.
Are we notified?
So it would have had to have been under
years.
The previous watch to where we didn't.
Okay.
Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair, I want to ask our secretary, did you send a letter to, have we sent the letters to for
I
the 5 year?
I believe they were sent a letter. It would have went to.
If I were you, I would check in
your
administrative,
make sure, yes.
Yeah, in your administrative end of it to make sure, because I believe that Planning and Zoning sends out a letter to you prior to coming here.
Can I double check to make sure who you're sending it to make sure it's getting to the right people that we have?
Tilcon Minerals?
Yeah, that's where the jam up would be. We're not Tilcon, so we actually leased the property in 2009. Could I come tomorrow to square that up, can I square it up now?
Tomorrow.
Perfect.
I'll be in there all day.
And okay. And Mr. Mills has told you why, and now we'll expect that from if you come back again, if you're still in business, okay?
I can tell you
if it's approved.
That based on the first two hearings for this request, I'm surprised there isn't anyone here in opposition, and there may be, but.
Well, just as a side note, to make the property better, we are transferring to natural gas, getting off of the recycled fuel oil. That is a future for us. That's going to be a cleaner burning oil. We haven't had any complaints from the neighbors, and we still do have the Denrec air permit. So we're in compliance with the Denrec air permit, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Trezor? Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has testified that they haven't had complaints from the neighbors and which would suggest that it has not had a substantially adverse effect on the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, nor have we heard that other contrary to that. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,230 for a period of 5 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickers that we approve case number 11,230 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,230 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.